Yeah, I think so. Sooner than later, and but much like we expected, and no different than John Jenkins at some point. So, you know, fortunately for us, that's not a big list right now, and hopefully it can remain small. Well, look, honestly, one of the challenges as a head coach every year is managing the outside, and I don't want to use the word noise, but managing the outside when things are going well and managing that and being guarded, and then when things aren't going well, managing that, staying focused to not let that derail you, if you will. Does that make sense? And so, look, this team will be measured not by what people are saying today on talk shows or in the newspapers. It'll be measured really at the end of the season. And that's the great thing about the NFL is that, hey, you play, you try to win a division, you try to advance to the postseason, you try to go on and win a Super Bowl, and you don't have to worry about how you stack up maybe in a BCS. So it'll be through hard work, and we have a lot to do, and we can't get started quick enough. But with regards to the beginning of your question, the overall expectation, it's what we wanted, right? I mean, it's trying to change a culture to create an environment where you feel like you have a chance to be successful, a chance to win each season. And with that comes Sunday night games, Monday night games, flex schedules, some of those challenges scheduling-wise, but that's part of the deal. You know, and if you're playing every game at 1 o'clock except the one Thursday game the league gives you, then you're probably not having a lot of success. So they go hand in hand. Pardon? I think I walked up just as I heard Mickey answer the question. But the climate is one thing, and I think we're at 2,000, just under 2,000 feet. I don't know that the elevation is creating the climate as much as it's just a little cooler here. But I do think where we're located, number one, you gotta want to find it, right? I mean, getting here. And then it's kind of magnificent when you do. And you're trying to reduce the outside distractions and come together as a team and coaching staff and focus, you know, on one goal. And so there's a handful of benefits. I do agree with Mickey, and he and I have shared this from the very beginning, that change is a good thing. That, you know, we were in Jackson, Mississippi our first 3 years, and that proved to be a real good decision. We were, you know, there was a region and a city recovering from Katrina, and we were able to focus on some goals and then brought it back to Metairie and again, had success, and that provided a lot of things that gave us opportunities with the indoor facility, and so the weather wasn't as challenging. So the change of something different, something new, I think is helpful.
What's kind of your checklist going into this? I know there are certain areas where, you know, you have position battles and things you need to handle, things that you're looking at. We need to focus in on this. I know there's the whole grand scheme of things, but maybe
no, that's a fair question. I think there's a handful of things. I think, you know, improving our return game in the kicking game. I think us finishing, you know, offensively in the 4 minute. We had a couple opportunities this past season, and close games to win the division even at Carolina or on the road at New England. Those were tough losses against good teams. Defensively, finding more turnovers, finding more opportunities to create fumbles, create interceptions. You know, that statistic every year becomes redundant, and yet it holds up pretty true to form. So those are a few with regards to special teams, offense and defense. There are a lot more than just that. The challenge of starting 4 out of 6 on the road and playing better than a year ago on the road. Those are some things that come to mind right away. I don't know that they'll be the same player. I think there's a better chance there'd be two different players. And we've got to see, that punt return job, there'll be a handful of guys competing for that. And the same way for the kick return job. And I think you find a unique athlete that can do both, because generally, oftentimes, there's a little different skill set involved. The focus on the punt return is one thing, with so many kicks being touchbacks, especially in the NFC South, when you look at 8 dome games at home, 9 in Atlanta, generally a climate, a decent climate, whether it's warm or not, but in Tampa or Carolina, I know when there's other divisions where there's going to be more kick returns, and certainly when we travel, but I think there'll probably be more than just one player that's involved.
Sean, I asked Junior Bolette about Junior Bolette's growth since y'all signed him as a draft free agent. What have you seen from him on the field? He addressed maturity.
Well, clearly that's one area. When we signed him, I think he's a smarter player too. I mean, he's got good football instincts, and so he can leverage and get an edge. He plays with a lot of energy. I think one of the great traits a player can have is passion, and I think he's got that for the game. So that, with speed and his growth both as a player and then also as someone that prepares, I think that served him well. I think it's challenging every season. I think last year was a higher number. We had 5 or 6 free agents that made the roster. I think it depends, really. I mean, it's hard to say until we get practicing, and you want to create the environment. The one thing we talk about all the time is really trying to pick the right 53, and how you get here is not important once you're here, and really trying to pay attention to what we're seeing on film. And that process obviously began back in the spring, but clearly starts tomorrow. So, you kind of, as teachers, you pull for all your students. You want them to do well, and that's the same way as coaches. You want to see them have success. So I'm not sure who that's going to be. I finished. After the first 5 yards of pushing that sled, my goal was to finish. It was tough, but it was good, and I just didn't want that sled to be sitting like halfway between the sidelines and just never, and then like 5 players have to pull it back for the next heat. I'm the ability for us to come here and and you guys will have a chance the longer you're here to see it and be in this environment and play two preseason games with the second one then back in New Orleans and finishing camp there. I said this at the beginning. The reason training camp was successful in Jackson was because of people. It wasn't certainly because of a field or a gym or a dorm room. And as nice as these fields are and the Advocare Center and this area we're in here a year from now will be like a dining area. But the hotel, it still gets back to the people that make it special. And so the process all through the spring till now has been really good. And the relationships very early on that have been formed and that will continue to be formed have been fantastic. And then when we finish up and play week two and then get back home to our fans, there's just a lot of positives for it. So absolutely, the setup is, you know, I come that first 24 hours and I'm just looking, and that's what a coach is supposed to do first. Look at the fields, make sure there aren't any hazard areas. Look at the meeting rooms. How do those lay out? Make changes. How is the transportation to and from the hotel? Is it happening quick enough? The meals. Jen's been here with their food team. And so you have a laundry list of things, and then meeting with Holly and Stephanie today and our people and going through some of this checklist, some of these checklist items, you know, depending on where you go, that could be very extensive. And so when you're on one page after one day, it's pretty good. But the facility's outstanding. And the people are the same. No. No. I think there was enough time from when we announced it to where everyone at some point in time probably went on the internet and or at least knew someone that had been here. I had never seen it until last summer, and I had a handful of people had described it. But I think just the experience yesterday of coming in and that first 24 hours where players and coaches and staff members are walking the grounds and seeing the meeting rooms and then seeing the fields. And we had some rain about this time yesterday, and the temperature dropped to about 60 degrees. There were just it was a good feel. The people, though, the people are what make it special. Certainly the setup and the facilities are outstanding. But more importantly than that, it's been the people that have put this together. I think part of that will be this training camp. You know, Bill used to say this, and every once in a while I'll reference Parcells. You know, with a player like Champ, we don't need to see it every day, but we just need to see it once in a while. And he used to say that. It made sense. And so that's being smart, you know, with the conditioning test, for instance, or it's being smart with how we practice him. But I've got a pretty good vision for what I think he can do for us, and I think that's been communicated, and I think he's really anxious to do that. It was other than football, and it's something that I don't think is significant. Basically, he's got a sore back. We'll leave it at that, and I expect that to be resolved before some of you national guys go home. He was a go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's, there was a lot of things he couldn't do at OTAs, but 5 weeks later that he's, now we've just got to transition him back to football and be smart about that. No different than Patrick Robinson or no different than some of these other players we're discussing, but he's done well.
Sean, when you look at the competition and said we've got the veterans, Jonathan Goodwin,
Well, I think that's fair speculation right now. In other words, you know, Jonathan came to us as a guard back in 06 and then played center. Obviously, has had a great career at center. But that versatility that he has and that Tim is gaining by playing center is very valuable. When it comes to, hey, who are the seven or who are the eight? If you're dressing eight linemen on game day, that's one thing. But if you're dressing seven, it's a little bit more challenging. So, but what you just discussed is certainly a scenario that could exist with regards to the key is if there's an injury, what position move are you making? Are you moving two spots or one? And that's the, you know, the trick here for the next 5 weeks for us to really begin to sort through how they're handling it, being smart with Jonathan's reps, how Tim's doing, all of those things. I think there's going to be a lot of people here from what I understand. You know, we with every place we've gone, back in Oxnard, we had an event at Fort Magoo, and at Jackson, we had an event at the Governor's Mansion. We've tried to reach out and do something. We felt this was a good idea. We're still not in pads, and so it's after the afternoon practice. Our players will be able to come out here and eat dinner before their meetings and have a chance to really see the fans that are coming out and look, there's a lot of people making the hike too, but between the West Virginia fans and the people in this region and then our fans, there's some similarities with the states as well, and they're passionate. I know they're excited about having a chance to see an NFL team, and I think it's a good way to kick off training camp, especially with, you know, the comment I made to Jim was, I don't know how you begin to thank all these people that put in the time and energy, and this is one small way to do it.
Sean, the following Saturday, is there, like, traditionally, your black and gold scrimmage?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that'll be a week from this Saturday. So we'll have an AM scrimmage, hopefully up here on the grass fields. And then anytime we scrimmage or play a preseason game, I usually the next day is a player's day off. And so that's what's on the itinerary now.